We are back. The Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. Segment two, we're talking about best-selling guns. We talked about pistols. We're going to talk about rifles. The segment is brought to you by Diamond Jim's Tire and Automotive.
That's right. Right on Dort Highway in Burton, Michigan. Diamond Jim's been around since 1977. And, man, they've been taking care of so much stuff for me. I appreciate it so much.
I was over there. I got to tell you a story, quick story. So I drove my wife's car in Monday.
Yeah.
Because we've been hearing this sound. It's a rattle in the back passenger.
It's a beer can you keep throwing over the seat. You know?
I cashed those in.
Okay, good.
That was my first. That's within my ability to diagnose and fix. So I checked that. But, you know, it's intermittent. You know, it's not. I thought at first it was when I accelerated, but it isn't braking, you know. But you hear it. It was pretty loud. So I took it over there. And, okay, you know, we'll check it out. I just left it, got driven back over here. They're right around the corner from the station.
Yeah, it's very close to the radio station. And about three good hits with a baseball and you'd be there. So.
Exactly. Yep. Ted Williams, maybe.
Yeah.
Or who's the kid on the Tigers now? Hit one over the roof.
I can't name a single Tigers player.
I forget his name.
I mean, I love watching them, but I've gotten past the point of trying to remember names because I'm way behind. I'm way beyond that.
Derek Scoobal, you know.
Yeah, that's the name I do know, Scoobal. Yeah, yeah. And that's only because it's a funny name.
Screwball,
you know?
Yeah.
Screwball, yeah, exactly.
But so, you know, he drives it, or his guy drives it first, and it doesn't do it. And then Tim drives it, and they pick it up and look at it. He said the exhaust was a little close to the axle. You know, we tried that, and they didn't find it. So I was like, okay. And my wife feels better now. And we haven't heard a lot. She heard it one other time since then. So, but they just will let you know. You know, they check it out for you and they let you know.
If they can't, you know, it's like Tim.
They're not going to find something that they have to do for it.
Right.
They're going to tell you what's going on.
And he's real honest. He's referred me to a couple other people to have different things done. And right now, though, he's working on a new set of rims and tires for my truck. And I'm looking forward to the quote. So Monday or Tuesday, I'll get that. So I want to know what I'm getting because I need something better for the truck because I'm going to be pulling that trailer around for Tommy's Heart, and I'm excited about that. And I just need a little better tires because with winter, we got all these heart screenings coming up in October.
Okay.
And then November, December, January, we're going to be popping AEDs all over the state.
Yeah.
I got to keep that thing in good shape so I can get from point A to point B safely, you know?
That's right.
So, but Diamond Jim's is helping me all the way. They can help you, too. Their number is 810-743-4210. You can always link to them right from my website, thegss.com. And if you got any questions, send me an email. It's shooter@thegss.com. If you want to know who to talk to there or whatever, I'll let you know. So not a problem at all. So, but we thank them for sponsoring the show. And thanks for selling doggone one of the winning raffle tickets from our raffle, too. He did really good. And he won. He won one of the raffles and sold one
one of the others.
So good job. Now, the guns.com thing that I'm talking about today, it's a little different for me. I don't usually do this, but it's the best-selling things that are online. And it intrigued me enough to say, you know what? I could do a whole show on this. Now, this segment's going to be about rifles. Now, again, these are the trends
that they're seeing
from a nationwide perspective of what is selling. And what it is, it's a bit of an eye-opener for me because what we're seeing is a lot of personal and home defense guns that aren't really hunter-style guns. You know what I mean? Yep. They're not the type of guns that I throw over my shoulder and go out in the woods.
Bushmaster 450 to go out and
We're not seeing that. It's a different perspective because it's not just Williams Gun Sight, you know, what we
and not concealed carry. I mean, we talk a lot about concealed carry and types of guns that are help with that. And these other ones with the braces and the 7-inch barrel, they're not going to.
That's not a concealed carry gun. It's
could
maybe
be home
a,
defense, but
yeah, home defense or a trunk gun, you know, a gun you keep in your trunk. But now with rifles,
if you're keeping it in your trunk, you have to have concealed carry.
Yeah, you still got to be careful. You got to be. It shouldn't be loaded in the trunk or anything like that. So there's a lot of things, safety measures that I haven't even touched on yet for having a trunk gun. But if you have it in the traveling compartment of your vehicle where it's accessible to the driver, that's when you have
to have your CPL.
Yep. In the trunk, you can have it, and you know, and you can
travel. As long as it's not loaded.
And not loaded if it's unless, but if you have your CPL, you're in pretty good shape. So, Now, on this list of long guns, these are rifles. First one is the Radical Firearms RF-15. Of course, it's an AR-15. AR-15s are America's rifle. That's the kicker. It used to be called, well, that means assault rifle. No, it was the Armalite rifle is how it all started. But now they are so popular, basically,
everybody makes
we're a black rifle company or black rifle country. Everybody's got AR-15s. It's one of the most popular guns you can have. And this one is the Radical Firearms RF-15. It's called the SOCOM model, SOCOM RPR. Now, it's got an M-LOK 4 end on it, so it's got plenty of room for activities out there, okay? The handrail that you hold in the front of the rifle is all grooved so that you can mount devices on it if you want. You can put a camera, you can put a laser on it. You can
flashlight.
Yeah, you can put a bipod on it. You can do all kinds of things you can put on it. So it has actually been a bestseller all year, this rifle. It is very affordable. Good accuracy and affordability.
How much did they go for?
They didn't say it. All they said was it's affordable. I didn't delve into the price because I don't really care what the price is. You're going to do your own homework on that stuff. And I don't want it to be a price point thing because, you know, I'm a spend money local guy. So I'd rather go to the local store and say, what do you have that's comparable to this or better? You know, and let's see what you have right here that I can buy from you. And if I have a problem, I can bring it back
to
you.
Or that specific gun. Yeah.
Yeah. They might have it. Yep. They might have it. So Radical Firearms, I've never owned one. But they're just saying that this is their number one gun. It's been number one all year for rifles. So it's pretty impressive. Now, the next one is similar to the pistol line we had. This is the ATI Alpha, but in rifle form. It is, they call it the Alpha Max. This one's in flat dark earth, or they call it peanut butter. It's another 5.56. Lots of extras with it. They all come with these 60 plus one round magazines. I've never had one of those magazines. I can understand why people would have them. I don't use them. I use 20 and 30 rounders and 5 rounders because I coyote hunt with these things. And I also deer hunt with AR-15s as well. I just use the right bullets for it. I go up to a close to a 70 grain bullet or exceeding 70 grain bullet and make it work for deer. But in an unbelievably good shot placement, but you can do that with a good 5.56. So, but a 60-round magazine, it is what it is. It's your right to have it. So it's got flip-up sights. It's pretty sharp. It's a good-looking rifle. I personally like flat dark earth guns. So that
you
color
tan peanut butter?
Is peanut butter. Yeah, pretty much. Butter. It's just it depends on the brand. You know, I mean. I like olive drab. I didn't know there were so many colors of olive drab.
Yeah.
And Walther's got their own. Ruger's tried it. Everybody's got their own colors of olive drab. Almost none of them look like Vietnam olive drab, but that's what they call them. So third one, and this is in rifles. This one makes probably the most sense. To me, this is one of the hottest sellers. To guns.com, it's number three. It's the Kel-Tec Sub 2000 Gen 3. So it's the newest version of the basically Glock mag using folding pistol carbine, but it is a rifle. It's got a 16-inch barrel. It's got lots of bells and whistles, and these Kel-Tecs are very, very nice guns. This 9mm is a bestseller everywhere I go. They're in short supply because they sell out so quick. So Kel-Tec's always doing a good job. Number four gun, and this one makes a lot of sense too. The number four gun is a Ruger 10/22 carbine. Now, in their words, this is right from their website, everybody should own at least one Ruger 10/22. And I've been saying that for a long time. I have one, and they are versatile, rugged. It depends on what look you have. I got them in like 6 different flavors, and every one of them works flawlessly. And when somebody tells me they want a gun that, you know, like what is the heirloom quality gun of today? It's a Ruger 10/22. It'll work forever, and you can pass it on. They've been around since 1964, so they've already been around – 61 years, and very, very, very good gun. So if you're getting a Ruger 10/22, be happy about it and know that you bought a very, very good gun. I've got a lot of different 22s, and those Ruger 10/22s always seem to rock. So pretty proud of mine, and you'll be proud of yours. So the number five gun, and we only did five of each, the Chiapa RAK9. So this is an odd one.
Get
for
on
me.
The Chiapa.
Yeah, just like that, only different. The RAK9 is, they call it fun and functional. Okay? Oh. It's kind of like you. You know, you're fun. You're somewhat functional.
In some ways, maybe. In some ways,
okay. It looks and feels a lot like an AK-47. But it's built around a 9mm chassis, okay? It looks just like an AK-47, but it's designed to shoot 9mm. Now, it's got a 17¼-inch barrel. It's pretty cool looking. It's got it doesn't have the lethality of a 7.62x39, which is a normal AK-47 gun. It has the usefulness of a 9mm carbine. And they're very popular right now. So 9mm carbines are real good for dispatching coyotes. They're real good for groundhog hunting. You don't have a bullet that's going to take off for a mile. It's going to lose most of its power within 100 yards. So I think this is a good one. Now, they make these. They come with a magazine that is a Glock-style magazine that fits it. And it also has the capabilities to use Beretta and or their own magazine. So sounds pretty good to me. I'll have to look into this one. It's the RAK9 from Chiapa.
Get to the Chiapa.
That's right. And remember, do you remember how many days it is till Christmas?
96.
Okay.
51 so, to deer season.
51, 56 rifle season. To rifle season. 11 till bow season.
There it is.
Just enough.
There it is.
Just so you know. In case inquiry minds wanted to know.
We're coming back with the five best-selling shotguns, according to...
Guns.com.
Back after this, it's the Gunsmith Show.